All right. Welcome, everyone, to The Power of Flying Solo. My name is Catherine Storing, and I am super excited to be talking to you guys today. This February 14th, I think the theme of this call is definitely fitting. We're going to be learning some really awesome stuff about what it actually means to power solo and how to take advantage of that, make the best of that. If you're looking for that call, and you're looking for Dr. Fred Jones, don't worry, he is here. He's going to be teaching us all, but I'm going to be asking him some pointed questions and just really having a conversation about what it's like to fly solo and how you can make it worth your while and really share your gifts with others. So I would like Dr. Fred Jones to introduce himself and say hello.
Hello, everyone. I'm glad to see all of you joining on the call right now and spending this time together with me. I believe that it's going to be real value added. I have some exciting news. As those of you who've been following me on social media, you probably have seen me in your feed line a lot of different times, but it's all been working out really well. I'm Fred Jones, attorney, author, professor. I'm a publishing strategist, and now I can say I'm an Amazon number one bestseller in three categories. We hit number one in three categories, and I'm like exhausted with excitement. But that's just a little bit about me. I've written about five or six books, and I'm excited to be able to help you get your story out. That's what this is all about. I want to see you reach the top. So that's a little bit about me. And if Catherine, if everyone wants to know any more, we can dig a little deeper. But I'm glad to have all of you here. I see you're signing in and coming online, and we're excited to have you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And I know that you've been kind of humble, but it is a pretty big deal to be an Amazon bestseller in three different categories. I mean, if you look at it, I was looking at the ratings, and by the way, the book is unbelievable. You could probably read it in half an hour, but the stuff is so good and so deep that I was just getting word after word and getting so encouraged. I'm just going to tell you, if you haven't read Publish Me Now, you have to run to your laptop or to your Kindle, to your phone, and you want to download this book because it's an easy read, but it's jam-packed with just amazing encouragement and a story that is going to inspire you to share your story. And that's what we're going to talk about tonight. So I just want to say that. I know that you don't really want to brag on yourself, but, you know, it's not bragging when it's true, and it's not bragging when it's a gift that it has been given to us. And the beautiful thing is that you're sharing it with all of us. So it's, I'm very proud and happy that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, what you have been called to do. So it kind of, I was thinking about the title of tonight's call, and I got to tell you that I didn't really get it at first, and then it dawned on me that today is February 14th, and the title is The Power of, I don't know, I guess maybe I was a little slow on the intake, but The Power of Flying Solo. And I know that a lot of people that take today as a really down day, and I'm single, I'm a second-class citizen, you know, what am I going to do with myself? And they're sitting on the gold mine. They have all this time. And I was wondering if you can touch on that for a little bit and tell us, what do you mean by the power of flying solo? And then your subtitle was, it's time to write your worth. So how are we supposed to use this time?
Excellent. Catherine, before I answer that question, I want to ask those of you who are on the call right now, if you would do me a big favor. Those of you, I'm a big Facebooker, so if you're on Facebook and you're my friend, would you tag me and put a post out there with the hashtag PublishMeNow, PublishMeNow. If you're on Twitter, would you tweet PublishMeNow? And Catherine, I want to post the call-in number for this session on my Facebook feed just to give those somebody who's out there and may want to call in looking for something to do, and we want to get them plugged in as well. Is that okay?
Absolutely. Yep, we can do that.
Okay. Okay, so I'm posting it on my Facebook feed, and my name is Frederick Jones, FREDERICK Jones, JONES. If you're not my friend, feel free to friend me. I'm an open book when it comes to all of this. Okay, so go ahead and do that, and I'm posting up the number for the call, and so that people can just call in directly and to give them an opportunity, ACCESS access code. Okay, got that, boom. Because here's the deal. I wanted to do this call last year. Last year I wanted to do this call, and it just didn't come together. And every year, and this idea has never gone away from me to do something on this night, because there are a lot of people who, and guys and gals, we just slip in a bad way on this day if we don't have, you know, somebody else with us validating us and saying nice things to us. So I wanted to do something better and point to the idea that we are significant all by ourselves, okay? You're significant all by yourself. You know, I just put a post up, it's better to be with no one than to be with the wrong one. I'm loving me some me right about now. Can I get a witness?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Can I get a witness, you know? So that's the bottom line. But here's the deal. As a single person, and I've been single for I don't know how long, I raised two boys, and their mom was very supportive and cooperative, and I don't say I'm a single parent. I say I raised them, and we had us some time together, but their mom was, like I said, supported altogether. But I did that, and since my single days or unmarried days, I've been able to get a lot done. And people ask me how I do it. I stay focused. I plan for difficult days. And when something is going to go on or I think that there's going to be a rough day ahead, I put a strategy in place to overcome it, such as tonight. I'm busy doing something positive so that I don't get caught in a negative situation or a bad situation. And so we're here doing something, building up somebody else and helping someone else grow. And so that's one of the things that I do when it comes down to the understanding the power of flying solo. We can get a lot done. I'm not sure if I answered that question, but that's a shot at it.
Absolutely, and I think you hit the nail on the head. When you're single, when you're divorced, when you're a widower, whatever the reason might be why you're single, there are so many holidays that come and go, and if you don't have a strategy, I think that's key. If you don't have a plan, what's going to happen is what people call the power of the holidays. You're going to feel bad, you're going to feel down on yourself, and you might do something that you're going to regret later because you don't have a plan. So I think that's great. It's a great advice to say, have a plan. So, and that's something that you touched on. I want to talk a little more about that, on utilizing that time wisely. So you have all this time because you're not devoting that time to somebody else. What are the things that you can do while you are waiting for that person that you want in your life? What can you do with that time?
With that time, you can build an entire business. You know what I mean? You can share your story. You can find the healing within you, so that you're not blaming somebody else. That's one of the things that I did also during my time of being alone, is I did a deep dive in getting to know Fred and understanding what my problem was. You see, there's a concept called FLY. I want you to write this down, FLY, FLY. And it's a little acrostic, an acronym for First Love Yourself. First Love Yourself. Now, that sounds simple, but it's not so simple. It takes you putting yourself voluntarily in a community of people who will tell you the hard truth. And you hear that truth, and then you go back to the drawing board and you deal with that truth. And normally it's going to take some time to drill down and get all of that stuff out of us sometime that has built up, that's repelling or causing people to run from us. And then when we can get back to wholeness and completeness, then can we share our message and write our story and sing our song and shout our dance. My, I'm getting excited.
That is so good. And I love what you said, you have to deal with the truth. And the truth can be hard to hear. The truth, you know, sometimes a relationship ends and you want to blame it all on the other person. And that's when you know that you're still not healed. So what is the truth? You know, sometimes it's I was not easy to live with person. I have trauma that I hadn't dealt with. I have very low self-esteem and I acted accordingly. That truth has to be dealt with, because what happens is if you don't, then you're going to bring that baggage to the next relationship, right?
So true, yeah, so true, correct. It's just, you're just going to transfer. You're just going to hurt people. And if you're going to share a story or write a book, this is one thing I've learned about writing. You don't write about what you're going through. You write about what you've been through. If you're going through a storm, then you can't tell me how to come out of that storm, because you're still in it. So you have to go through the storm, get to the other side, then look back, and then you can help somebody with that story and with that message. And I got a feeling that there are many of you listening to me right now, you've been through some storms. Well, you're still here. You made it through. Then that story has great significance, because you can now help somebody else go through or come through a storm or a challenge that they might be facing.
Yeah, that was awesome. Can you repeat that again? You said that you don't write what you're going
through. You don't write about what you're going through unless you're journaling. You know, that's a good thing to do. If you're going through something, you journal what you're going through. But you don't publish it until you've been through it, until you have perfected it, okay? And because if you publish before you have perfected, then you're going to publish poison. It's like preachers who preach angry or speakers who speak mad. It's just not a good thing. It's not a good thing. So, and this is why a coach, Catherine, this is why a coach is so important. You can sit down with a coach and talk to somebody and talk to them, and they can point out to you those victories that you have overlooked or worked through that you may not think are significant.
Absolutely, and I think, correct me if I'm wrong, that's part of the healing, doing all that work, the writing and working with someone else that can point out things that you might not be able to see yourself.
So true, exactly.
Right, so when you're writing, and it sounds like writing is it's as much for yourself as it is for other people. So as you're writing, what's happening to the writer? Like, are they in? They've already been through this traumatic experience or event. What's going through their mind as they're writing? And it almost feels like, are they getting through, like, the last stage? Like, are they getting completely to the other side as they're putting everything into words?
Yes, writing is therapeutic for the writer as much as it is for the reader. And one of the reasons why we should write is because it allows us to deal with all the emotions and all the feelings and so forth that are going on the inside of us. So the more we write, it helps us, but we have to always keep in mind our target audience. As you're writing, who are you writing to? And that's the key. And the other thing about writing is, what outcome are you targeting? I want you all to write this down. Write this one point down right here. This is a question you should ask yourself whenever you write anything. And whenever somebody says, I want to write a book, well, this is a question that you should answer, that you should ask them. What problem will your book solve? And that one question right there should help the writer. That's a huge question. What problem will your book solve? And when you can answer that, go ahead.
No, go ahead. That's good.
When you answer that, that's going to key you and give you a clue to your target audience. And that's what's important. That's going to cue you to your target audience. Write this down, and then we'll go for your next question, Catherine.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to this. If your audience is everyone, if your target audience is everyone, your target audience is no one. I hear people say, I want to write a book. Who's your audience? Everybody.
Mm-hmm. Well,
if everybody's your audience, nobody is your audience. It's so important to get that figured out. And I wasted a lot of time targeting everybody. I just wanted everybody to hear. Well, everybody's not your target audience.
No, that's key. And then after you were saying, when you ask yourself that question, what problem will your book solve, I think that also will help you with the title of the book too, right? Because it can be that simple. And I have seen books that you read the title and you have no idea what the book is about.
Yeah, that's true. Your title is what's going to cue the reader to what they're going to get. For instance, my title, Dr. Fred Jones Speaks, Publish Me Now. It's a verse, three words, Publish Me Now. You read my book, you understand how to get published, or you're going to see a demonstration of the publishing process. I'm not sure. I don't talk much about publishing in the ebook, but what that ebook is, it's a simple, simple, simple demonstration of publishing. I'm like, that was so easy. I'm like, am I going to tell people I did it like that?
Right. Well, the good thing is, Dr. Jones, I mean, maybe you're not talking about publishing on the book, but I can tell you what the book did for me, and I am sure it's doing that for all the people that are reading the book so fast, because otherwise it wouldn't be number one in all three categories. What the book ignites in the reader is, I need to write. You realize the power of the word, because what you did is you told the story, and I'm going to tell you, you're a great storyteller. So in that story, you're telling us the power of words. So by the time you finish that book, you're like, okay, where is my book? I need to write this book now. So Publish Me Now is an activator. It's a writer activator. Get off your behind and start writing now.
Yeah, that's the bottom line. I mean, I hear people say often, well, I'm praying about it. And when they tell me that, I generally get ready to run. Now, don't get me wrong. I believe in prayer, and I do pray regularly. But I prayed for years, and nothing was happening. I had to get up off my knees and do something. So, and that brings me to a point, Catherine, that I want to share. There are four kinds of people. There are four kinds of people online, okay? This is cute. You've got to hear this. This is cute. There are four kinds of people online. Are y'all ready? Okay. All right. Here we go. Number one, there are... Okay, and we're going to, okay, these are in no particular order, okay? Y'all got your pencil and your paper, and you write this down, okay? All right. Number one, online, there are lookers. Lookers, L-O-O-K-E-R-S. That's why we call it what? Facebook. They're looking at people's faces. Okay. Number one, they're lookers. These people take no action. Number two, they're leapers. These people take action. Leapers. They take action. Okay? Then you got a third category. They're called lippers. Okay? That's just kind of one of those Fred Jones words, lippers. They just give lip service. They intend to. I intend to. And they'll always tell you, I'm going to write that review next week. I'm going to do it tomorrow. If somebody tell you they're going to do it tomorrow or next week, they may do it. I'm not going to say they won't. They will not. But chances are, they're probably going to forget. Okay, so we got lookers. They take no action. You got leapers. They take action. I got some leapers on here. Then you got the lippers. The lippers, they just tell you with their mouth, I intend to do that. Okay, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. And they never get around to doing it. And then, my friends, the fourth category of people online, they are, don't tell anybody I said this now, they are just flat-out liars. They have no intention of doing anything. They just lying to us. They lie. So the four kinds of people out there, they're lookers, leapers, lippers, and liars. But now, we don't want to be negative about that. You know, I just wanted to give you those four. Be a leaper, my friend. I'm a leaper. I'll leap in a minute.
That's awesome. That is awesome. And right, and that, and that's, I think, that's what the book, I think it's almost like an identifier. When you're reading that book, and you at the end of the book, you're going to probably take action, do nothing, or you're going to say you're going to do something. So, but something is going to happen at the end of reading that book. So now we were talking about people that obviously the title of the tonight's call is The Power of Flying Solo. You're going through something right now, okay? And usually it's something devastating, something that is upsetting to you. What you can do, several things, right? There's many things that you can do while you're going through it, but can you tell us what is the positive way of dealing with the situation that you are right now? Something that you don't want to go, you don't want to be going through it, but you have to anyway. How can you, we know how to not do it, but how do you do it in a positive, how do you go through it in a positive way?
Okay. This, when you're single and you're walking through some unmarried, widowed, either one of those three or any category of that sort, here's the value of it. You are your own CEO. You can now invest in yourself. Now, that is huge. As a worthologist, I like to always tell you that your value is unlimited, your worth is without measure, but your price is what you're willing to accept. What can you be doing? You can add value to yourself by getting into classes or taking some type of training or starting your business and so forth. Me, what I've come to realize that it's not that you need another degree as much as you need a strategy for success. And one of the easiest strategies that anybody has is to share their story. And when you share your story, you're creating intellectual property. Now, mind you, I have two or three degrees, but guess what? I didn't go to school for writing books. I made an F in English, okay? I failed the bar exam 7 or 10 times before I passed the bar exam, okay? So I'm not a smart guy by English and school standards, but one thing I do know about me is that I will not quit, and when I set my goals on something, I will succeed. And so the challenge that's in my bucket list right now is I want to be a successful businessman. I'm a minister. I'm a professor. I do all those things, but I have a passion for business now and making business and being successful in business. And so as a single person, you got all that freedom. You got time at home. You got time away from work. You don't have a spouse to have to go through their approval process. You don't have somebody else that you got to try to serve and make happy. Make yourself happy. You see what I'm saying? I read this acrostic a long time ago, and I don't consider myself an ugly guy, so to speak, but the word ugly, U-G-L-Y, that's a good acrostic for you got to love yourself. Yeah, U-G-L-Y, you got to love yourself. If you can't love yourself, you're in trouble, okay? So while you're single, love yourself and then build your business. And guess what, my friend? If you're spending an hour or 2 hours online every day, you got enough time. You spend enough time to be on in business. And I've often told my friends, when I'm on Facebook, I'm taking care of business. I've always seen social media as a business strategy as opposed to a just a social strategy. So what should you be doing? You should be writing your book so that you can market it on Amazon out there, and so that you can then begin to become a coach, so that you can offer classes, so that you can offer training, seminars. You should be writing that book so that you can walk it all the way to the big screen. So that's what you should be doing as a single person, writing a book and becoming the next, well, the next you. But mm-hmm. I started to say the next Tyler Perry.
You are at the next level. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Because you mentioned on the call that you're gonna engineer your own economy, and I think that's what you were talking about. That the book it's a way to generate income and create it yourself, because that's the other thing. We are from a generation of, you have to pitch your book, and you have to write a book proposal, and you have to pray, and you have to fast and hope and pray that this editor will actually read your book, and then if they read your book, that they will actually like it. And I know that you have mastered this newish process of self-publishing on Amazon, and I would love for you to tell us how you master it and how you teach people how to use it. Give us your take on Amazon.
Catherine, that model is gone, okay? And I want to say that again. That model is outdated. Now, and when you say, what model are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
The idea of waiting on a publisher mm-hmm. to recognize you and to discover your book, submitting book proposals, and begging publishing companies to publish you and looking for somebody else to recognize you. I mean, if you want to go that route, you're welcome to it. But you're talking to a fellow here now who said, I'll be my own publishing company. I will do it my own self. And so here's what social media has done. Now, listen to these numbers. I don't have them right here with me. But listen to this. There are 7 billion people in the world. 7 billion. 3 billion have access to the Internet. Listen to this. The number one country in the world for population, I believe, is India. And I'm not sure which one is number 2, but I know who's number 3 in population, Facebook. Facebook has as many people as the 3rd largest country in the world. So my point is, you have a ready audience at your fingertip to promote your message. Now, here's the deal. Here's why the modern-day author, that's what I title it, the modern-day author's quick start toolkit. Here's the deal. As a modern-day author, all you need is a message, and then you need a method, and then you need to promote it to the masses. That's the first time I've said that. Can I say that again?
Mm-hmm.
Did I say that again? Let me say that again. All you need is a message, then you need a method, and then you promote it to the masses. All of that can take place on social media. A message, a method, and then promote it to the masses. That's the power of Publish Me Now. Check this out. Listen to this. Amazon has a company called KDP. Go ahead and Google it and go there right now. Put it in your notes. Circle it, kdp.amazon.com. It's called Kindle Direct Publishing. I want you to know that. And I really appreciate you all that are on this call, and I can kind of feel you all grasping this. I kind of sense that you all are really digging in here. And I really wanted this to be a real value-added call, and I want it to be time well spent, because I won't be doing these like this anymore. Every day for me now goes higher. Every day now, value is being increased on what I do, because I've been grinding for years now to get this engine up and running, and we got air in our tires, and we're rolling now. We got the flag beside our name, best-selling author. Can I just tell you, I've been floating for the last 2 days. Okay, all right. Okay, so I don't want to give you too much and overwhelm you, but Kindle Direct Publishing You go on there, you set up your own account, and you tie it to your bank account, and you publish as many books as you want to publish. It's just that simple.
And that's beautiful.
ADP.
That's beautiful.
So I don't know if I'm rambling or not, but I'll pause, Catherine.
No, you're not rambling. I think it's just exciting, and I just love, if we can just spend some more time in here, that you're taking control. Because for so many years, I know that everybody says, starving writer, people that write book after book and they get rejected, but taking control. This is the time where you're single, you don't have that person yet, but you can create your economy, you can build a business, you can write a book, you can publish the book. So all this time right now, instead of being a time of moping around and being upset, it's a time for you to take control and create the life that you want to have. Because what happens is, as you are creating the life, you become that person that this other person is looking for. So as you're busy living your life, life continues to happen, and then you meet that person that you're looking for.
That is so correct. Catherine, you're so correct about that, because you have to be what you want to see.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Be what you want to see. And then the other thing is, put yourself in a different community so that you can connect with a different class of people. When you put yourself, my circle of friends and people that I'm really closely connected with has shifted in the last year. I still have friends that I've known for a long time, but primarily my professional circle has totally shifted. So you, as a single, have to put yourself in an environment so that you can expand and go to the next level. And here's something so important. If you will not invest in you, why should anybody else invest in you? You've got to invest in
you. You have to. You have to. That is so true. That is so true. It just, I know that we're just getting excited about it, but it's life-changing. It's life-changing to realize that you can take control. And so many people give their control away when they're going through these really tough times. And I'm by myself, and who is me? What am I going to do? And it's like, yeah, you could do. There's a laundry list of things that you can do. And one of them is writing. And you mentioned in passing having a coach. Now, you're a coach. You're a successful coach, and you know how to get people to write. What should people look for in a coach when they are going to trust them with advice and to help them write that message that they have in themselves? What should they be looking for in a coach?
Okay. I'm a country guy, and I like country sayings. It's like, you never let a hungry dog watch the hen house. Okay?
Mm.
Okay. All right. Okay. let me say that a different way. It's kind of like people who are single trying to give advice to someone with children. This is how you ought to raise your children. They never had any. That kind of doesn't work very well. Okay. So let me answer the question. What should you look for in a coach? Number one, I'll tell you how I found my coach. Her voice resonated with me. When I say her voice, I'm talking about the quality of the message and content that came forth from her voice. Feel like right now, some of you on this call, you're saying, man, I like that guy. That guy is really talking to me. That's one sign that you may be connected to the person. One sign that you may be connected. After you find out if the person's voice resonates with you, okay, that you got a comfortable feeling there, then you want to look at the person's experience. Do the Google search. Do the online search and look to their experience and see if that experience is lining up with what you want to be and see. The next thing is, does that person model what you want to do or become? Is that person a model of what you want to become? I can't tell you how to become a best-selling author if I've never done it, okay? Now, I'm already working on my book. Dr. Fred Jones Speaks, Publish Me Now, How I Became an Amazon Best-Selling Author. You know, that's another book that I'll have out shortly. Okay?
That's right.
It won't take long. So you want to look for their voice, their experience, if they are modeling what you want to do and be. And then the next thing is there a way that you can connect with them, either you where they are physically, but it doesn't have to be, because you can also do a whole lot of coaching digitally or online, such as we're doing right now.
Absolutely. And one of the things that I think is so important on a coach is that they believe in you, that they actually believe in you. There's so many coaches that they will just take on anyone, but I feel that if you feel supported, you're going to be able to implement more, and you're going to grow that much faster, because there is somebody else that's already successful that actually sees what you're doing and sees it even at a higher level.
Catherine, there's one thing I left off on that point. You also want to find out if that coach's values resonate with your values.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay? The value system is very, very important as well. And, yes, if that person really genuinely care about your well-being, that's very important.
Absolutely. Now, when you talk about writing your worth, what do you mean by that? I think that's an important point.
Ah, that's a good one right there. Now, I hope everybody's doing well. I hope you're all present. And when I say all present, turn off the television. You're not checking Facebook or social media. Well, you might be checking Facebook. You might be posting something. But I want to share. You might be tweeting something. Go ahead and tweet it. That's good. I like that. I want to share with you something that happened today. This kind of like almost just bothered me. I was at the grocery store, and I saw this lady. She's working in the bakery. And I said, "How you doing?" "Fine." I said, "That cake for me?" She says, "No." I said, "Why not?" She says, "You have to wait here till 5 o'clock this evening to get this cake." I said, "Why would I have to wait so long?" Long story short, we got into a conversation. And I was just talking with the lady because my audience is ladies, and I like to encourage ladies. She said, "You're Fred Jones, aren't you?" I said, "You from Winsboro, huh?" I said, "Yeah, uh-huh." "So I've read something about what you wrote." I said, "Well, tell me this. When are you going to write your book?" She says, "Huh." I said, "When are you going to write your book?" She says, "That's an idea. I just thought." And she went on to resonate with me, and she said, "I've been thinking about it. I got a book to write." So the manager walked by. Now, I want you to hear me now. And this is what she said to the manager. She says, One day I'm gonna have my book signing." The manager looked at her and kind of like, "Really?" and walked off. And I said, "You see, I don't like that. Why couldn't she have her book, and why can't she do a book signing, and why can't she appear on Oprah, and why can't she be a Nobel Prize-winning author? She's worth that." But that manager only sees her as someone who's limited to the bakery. I want every woman, every person under the sound of my voice to know one thing, and that is this, that your value is unlimited. Your worth is without measure. But your price is what you're willing to accept. I believe that God made every one of you for more. I believe that sharing your story and writing your book is the ticket or the starting point for you to embrace the greatness of your calling. Now, I talked about the manager there, but I also want to touch on something else. Many of you are stuck in spiritual communities where you have been limited by your spiritual leadership. I said that very carefully, and I'm trying to say it nice. So often, people are happy with you as long as you're serving their good. I'll put it another way. if you don't do your vision, somebody else will hire you to do theirs. So I like to encourage women and men to write your worth. How much are you worth? You're priceless. Your worth is without measure. And here's something else. I want you to write this down. Take a note. Write this down. Bubble it. Never go to work for anybody. From this day forward, don't even say that anymore. You don't work for anybody. And I'm kind of getting excited. I'm not raising my voice at you, I promise you. I just feel it so passionately. Never, ever say you work for anybody. You work with them. But unless you want to say you work for yourself. But anybody else, you work with them, not for them. Reason being, everything you learn every day on that J-O-B is called intellectual property. And when you take that knowledge and experience that you've learned and put it on paper, it's called a book. And it's called copyright, trademark, trade secrets, intellectual property. By the way, most of the world's wealth is housed in IP, intellectual property. Okay, so that's the worth thing, Catherine. I went around the horn and all over Texas to answer that.
No, but that's okay. That's okay. I mean, that is said. It's, I think you touched on something very important. It's taking every experience, no matter where you are, and you touched about that the J-O-B, no matter where you are, it's part of your story. It's not, you're going to say, this is not going to add to it. It really is. You just have to ask yourself, what am I learning here? What am I supposed to do here until I get to the other side, until I get where I want to go? But in the meantime, you're taking that experience and adding it to your story so it can become part of your work. It is part of your work.
Yes, it is. It really is. It's all part of your work, okay? It's definitely part of your work. You are correct. Your story, your journey, it's all part of your work. And you put it together, and you just it's your story. It's your story. Yeah, yeah.
And then you touch a little bit on intellectual property, and I'm not a lawyer, I'm not an attorney, but I think it so ties with the with your worth, because if something is of value, if you have something that is worth a lot, and if you think about your story, it's something that nobody else has experienced, and you don't take care of it, then you're not protecting your worth. You're not protecting what belongs to you. So how, and please try to keep it at a level that all of us that didn't go to law school can understand, how do you take care of your worth? How do you take care of your intellectual property?
Oh, okay. Okay. For the first step of taking care, okay, let me back off of that creative property, intellectual property word. Let's call it your creative works. Okay, your creative works. Okay, how do you protect it? The first step to protecting your intellectual property is to know what it is, because so many people didn't realize or don't realize that their name is their intellectual property, that their words put on paper is intellectual property, that their drawings are intellectual property, that their pictures that you're taking are intellectual property. And by the way, when you put pictures on Facebook, you're not giving away your pictures. You're not giving up the copyright to those pictures. You're giving Facebook a license to use that photo. A lot of times people say, well, you put a picture on Facebook and it's, you give it away. You don't give it away. It's out there, they're using it, but you still own the copyright on that photo. Okay, let me not get dived down too deep in that. And by the way, you know, Catherine, we might want to check in and see if they have questions after a certain point here. But I'll leave that up to you. How do you protect it? Let me give y'all something that I always like to give people when I get on a call with them, because, as I said, I'm a value-added guy. And I want to say something else. And bring me back to that question, because I want to run a rabbit real quick here. When you talk about protecting your creative work, I want you all to write this down. I got another write-down moment. I'll tell you like a guy I see my friend Tobias is on the line. Tobias, let's have a sidebar. When I was in law school, I took the bar exam, and they was doing a bar review course, and the professor would say, we were preparing for the bar exam, and he would say, this is a magic marker moment, a magic marker moment. He said, right, put a flag on it, put a flag on it. Okay, all right, so this is a magic marker moment. Write this down. People may attempt to copy your actions. People may attempt to copy your actions, okay, what you do. But no one can duplicate your anointing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And you want to know something? The secret sauce to storytelling is the anointing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my Lord. I'm going to buy this tape and listen to it myself.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So your anointing, let me say a little quick over here. So it looks like your anointing is really part of your worth. It's what really what makes it takes your worth to the next level.
That's why you gotta take time and heal, take
mm-hmm.
time and be whole, and get yourself together spiritually. Okay, so mm-hmm. so your question was how do we protect our creative works? Okay. So remember though, people may attempt to copy your actions, but no one can duplicate your anointing. That's fresh. That came to me today. That's a good one. Okay. I like to always tell individuals that let's talk about copyright, because copyright means you own the rights to that copy. Okay? So listen to this trick question. True or false? I'll give you a trick question. True or false? Can you copyright an idea? Okay, that's
nope.
I
don't think so.
You are correct, Catherine. You are correct. You can't copyright an idea. The reason being, it has no form. It's just a thought in your head. Okay, that's kind of like people who have books and they say, I don't want anybody to see my book. I don't want nobody to steal my idea. Well, as long as it's in your head, nobody's gonna steal it. It may go to the grave with you, but nobody will steal it. And guess what? Nobody will have been helped by your book.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Nobody will have been helped by your book if it goes with you to the grave. Okay, so to copyright means to protect your work in a way that nobody else can make copies of it and duplicate it and use it and hold it out as if it was their own. How do you do that? You put a copyright notice on every speech, every proposal, every drawing. You can even put a copyright notice on photos. I do it on some, but on social media, it's kind of like taboo. You don't see people put a picture out and say, copyright it. You generally don't see that. But if someone did do that, that's okay too. But a copyright notice says this, okay? And I have good copyright notices in my books, okay? And I'm preparing to release a new book now, and in the front of my book, it has a real great copyright language in there, and I'll encourage you to use that language, okay? I can't believe I said that on the call.
No, it's okay, because you know what? When you're generous with your gifts, gifts don't run out. You know, the person
right.
that gives us a gift, it has unlimited gifts. So the more we give and share, the more we're going to receive. So don't worry. We're good.
Yeah. I'm good on that. But this new book that I'm about to release, I got trademark in there. I got a liability clause in there, you know, like a waiver of liability. I got a copyright clause in there. And then there's something else I got in there. It is loaded on the front end to just release you of any kind of obligations from being responsible. But here's the copyright language that I want to give you. Here's the copyright language, okay? Yeah, y'all are a good bunch on here. I mean, I'm like, y'all are like in here. I can feel y'all like, yeah! I can feel y'all digging in. I mean, I'm a teacher. I've been teaching for about 15 to 18 years on a college level and a master's level. So I do understand this, and I've done a whole lot of online teaching, so I get this. But here's what I want you to have. Listen to this. Copyright. No part of this material shall be reproduced or printed. You follow me? You put that language on there. You know, all rights reserved. Okay, here we go. All rights reserved. No part of this document, book, proposal, may be used or reproduced by any means, graphic, electronic, or mechanical, including photocopying, recording, retaping, or by any information storage retrieval system without the express permission of the author or publisher, except in the case of brief quotations embodied in critical articles and reviews. That language right there, you should put on any proposal or any PowerPoint. It should be real small on a PowerPoint if you print it out. Anything that you're creating that's yours that you're going to give to somebody else, it should have that copyright language in there. And you say, well, Fred, what did you say? Can you say that again? No, do this, my friend, do this. Go get a book that you purchased, open the book up, and look right in the front end of the book. Get you a book that was published by a good publisher, okay, and see that copyright language there? And then it says copyright, and then you put the little C there. You can do that. Your work is copyrighted the moment you put it in tangible format. Most people don't know that. Then what you put in there, copyright 2000 and what is this, 2015, Frederick D. Jones. Now your work is protected. Now, but here's the hooker. Here's the one that you generally don't see, okay? This is a little extra stuff here. This is what you get when you talk to a fellow like me who preacher, lawyer, stuff like that. You get this little extra stuff here, and here's the extra. Any person found in violation of this copyright shall be pursued and prosecuted to the fullest extent of both state and federal law. You put that, that's your second paragraph. Now, you don't see that oftentimes in books. But if you put that on something that you're concerned about somebody taking, that in and of itself will put the fear of God on whoever's looking at your stuff and saying, I don't want to be pursued and prosecuted. Probably could also go to, you could also include another line, and shall be responsible for any and all attorney fees. You can put that in there, too. If you put that kind of language on something that you're writing, especially if you're going to give a proposal to somebody, and especially if you're handing out a draft of your book that you're in the process of writing, and I don't have any problem with that. Me, I don't worry about people stealing my stuff. That could be because of just me. But you want to put some type of copyright protection there in place to really put people in check. Okay?
That's awesome. That's awesome. And I know that we have gone on for a while, and I do want to open it up to questions, but I just want to make sure that some people, I'm sure, are worried and trying to, and I've been taking notes myself, and it's kind of hard to take all of it, but I don't want people to worry because there's so many things that I know we are assuming that people know, and that's okay. We really just want to spend a really fun evening with you and share things that Dr. Jones have learned on his journey of writing and being a professor and attorney. I know that we're going to spend a whole day with you doing this stuff, learning this stuff and practicing. So fear not, we're going to share in a little bit how you can spend a whole day with Dr. Jones and at the end actually have your book in hand, and you're going to get all the secrets and coaching. So don't worry if you haven't been able to grab everything that he has said. You're going to have an opportunity to spend a whole day asking questions, writing, and actually finishing up a book, okay? So I think we can open it up to some questions. Unless, do you want to say anything else before we move on to questions?
Well, no, other than, if you're on here and you're a Facebooker, friend me on Facebook, Frederick Jones, F-R-E-D-E-R-I-C-K Jones, or follow me on Twitter at Fred Jones Speaks. That's at Fred Jones Speaks. Connect with me, and I'll be more than glad to work with you, help you. You learn a lot from my Facebook feed. No, I'm ready to answer questions. Okay?
Awesome.
So here's what I'd like for everyone to do. If you got noise or background going on, I'm gonna unblock everybody and open up all the lines. But before I do that, you can *6 your phone, or you can put your phone on mute. Because if we hear background noise, we're gonna have to make some adjustments. So I'm gonna unmute everyone, and then give you a chance to ask your questions. But if you don't want to say anything or you don't have a question, then just go ahead and mute your phone and then make sure that we're not getting background noise. Okay? Fair enough?
Okay. That's awesome. That's fair. That's fair. So before we tell the questions, you mentioned that the book is coming up. You just published one book and you're thinking already are you going to publish the other one. So if you want to get in, be on the list of knowing when that book is coming out and you want to read all about Dr. Jones, is drfredjones.com. You can go there. Sign up on the list to make sure that you get that book, because that book is going to be amazing for people that are writing books, have written books, and want to make sure they're copyrighted and protected. You're going to be able to get all that information there. So drfredjones.com is where you want to go. So if anybody has any questions, this is the time.
Yeah. Matter of fact, that's what I'd like for you to do is hit *6 on your phone, okay? If you have a question, hit *6. And announce yourself. Okay, there you go. I see that caller. Go ahead. Give us your name and your question.
Hello.
Hi. I think we're colliding.
You go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Hello, Dr. Fred. This is Sharice Arrington.
Hi. Ms. Arrington, Sharice?
Yes. I just want to first say congratulations to you on reaching such high heights and inspiring us to walk side by side. And I just want to say more than anything, I am so inspired right now. I am going to pull out every note that I've ever taken, which are many, every speech I've ever written, which are many, and get to cracking, because you have truly inspired me. I wrote on Facebook that I feel as though I'm going to levitate right out of the room, because you definitely hit all of my sweet spots that say, get up and get moving. So I just want to share that with you, and thank you so very much.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you, and it's just glad to have you on. Did you have a question?
I don't have a question, because I'm getting ready to get cracking, and once I get cracking, I'm sure there are going to be other questions. I just want to let you know I'm inspired to chorus just to get up and get moving. I told you before, yes, we spoke, and you say, you know, write your book and da-da. But what you talked about tonight and the things that you said just injected me, inoculated me in a way that really, I'm getting ready to write my book, and I'm going to do it. I'm going to just say it. I'm going to do it in a week. I'm getting ready to write my book.
And that's doable. That's very, very doable. And what you said, in a week. But we procrastinate, and we think it has to be hard in order for it to be worthy. And that's a myth. That's a myth. Okay? Thank you so much, Sheree. And thank you. And I'll look forward to that getting it done.
And thank you. Have a good evening.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Hello, Dr. Jones. Hi, Dr. Jones. This is Gail Jones, and my question to you is if you could talk a little bit about how a writer can prevent having, to protect our KDP account from private label rights content. Is that the same thing as the intellectual property that you talked about?
I missed that word. What did you say? Private labor what?
Private label rights content. I understand that some authors have had their KDP accounts shut down because they are publishing things that are not like your original content.
Okay, got it. Okay, all right, good. You had me scratching my head there, Gail, for a moment. And yeah, but I got you now. Yes. Y'all, here's what I teach, and here's why I teach what I teach.
Okay.
I teach nonfiction publishing. Okay?
Okay.
All that I do is nonfiction. It's real life stories. I tell individuals to write the title, write your worth. Your worth is in your story.
Mm-hmm.
Your story is yours only. And when you share your story, your speech, your message that you crafted originally out of your loins, you're the only person who owns a copyright to it. But when you go and copy or duplicate or take someone else's work and put your name on it, you're going to get shut down. Because
mm-hmm.
here's why. Technology now is more brilliant than it's ever been before. And if you're copying and duplicating somebody else's work, when Amazon runs it through this computerized check, it's going to pop up and flag you, okay? For instance, I'm big on blogging and SEO, search engine optimization. I used a photo that from a person that I respect and love a lot. And I went online, and I went into the backside of my website, and I was playing around. And sure enough, when I saw that photo, it was tagged or connected to someone else's website. You follow me? And
yes,
I didn't do anything wrong, but I just saw how images, words are connected and scored and monitored. So the way you protect this is let your works be original.
Okay.
Do your own work. Don't take any shortcuts. You don't have to take a shortcut. Because
mm-hmm.
when you share your story, it's only your story.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And your story is enough. I want that to soak in, too. Your story is enough. You are a success. People ask me, how am I doing? I say, I keep showing up. The mere fact that you show up is enough. I want somebody to hear me preach tonight. Many of you on this call, you showed up. You didn't take a cheap angle, I'm going to find me something else to do, or I got something else to do. You made you a priority. And you've heard things here tonight that will change your life forever. Do you love you? Write your story. It's significant enough. It's a model for success. For someone, you may be nothing. But for somebody else, you are everything. Write your story and write your worth. And you don't need to copy nobody.
Thank you.
That didn't sound fussy, did it?
Not a bit. Thank you.
Thank you, Gail. Thank you. And I like to say Minister Gail, because you have such an anointing on you to minister, my friend.
My God.
Really do. There's those songs say, there's a sweet, sweet spirit. Well, there's a sweet presence of God upon your life, and you're a real inspiration, and you're more than enough, my friend. So let's
Amen.
Get that book out of you, okay?
Oh, count on it. Thank you.
All right, okay. And Cherise, I know that you are maybe off or still listening.
I'm still here.
Okay, all right. The best word I can describe for you right off the bat is you're a firecracker. you know how to pop and make things happen. And by the way, those of the rest of you on the call, these are friends that I've met in person and that I know, and we're all part of a mastermind group. So that's the inside story there. Okay, Catherine, back to you, and you can ask for the next caller.
Awesome. I'm really excited about the questions that have come up. They have been really great in giving us a chance to go a little deeper, which is why I love questions so much. Somebody else have another question?
Yeah, just hit *6, and you'll unmute yourself, and you can come on in.
Hi, can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Yeah.
Okay, this is Joyce Pickett-Lambert. Hi, how are you doing?
Hello, my friend Joyce. I don't think we've ever spoken.
No, we have not.
Oh,
anyway, I'm very proud of your accomplishment. Even I was encouraged by, you know, talking about your passing the bar and how many times it took you to take it, persistence. That was so encouraging to me. And I've been very encouraged in following your post, et cetera. Now, my question is, what if your story involves other people that may be offended by your story, although your story is true, because what I'd like to write about is true? And how do you get permission from those people? If they don't give you permission, what do you do when your story involves other people? That's my question.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's my question. I really need to know that.
That's a powerful question. That's a good one right there. And all the rest of them have been just as good. But this one hits an emotional point, and let me tell you why. Okay. You can tell the truth. Okay, there's a scripture that says, "The truth shall set you free."
Exactly.
The truth shall set you free. How does it go? You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. That's it.
Free.
Okay.
Right.
You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. But you know what the scripture also says? But you don't have to tell all the truth. Okay. There are several issues here. Let me clean up my response to you. How do you do that? Number one, you want to first make sure that whatever you're writing, if you're writing about somebody else, that it's the truth. That's point number one. Point number two, if you're telling a story about somebody that's still living and perhaps they have children and are connected to you, you may want to tell the story in a way that it does not reflect those people's names. It's a dangerous thing to put something negative in print about somebody living, even though it may be true.
Suppose this person takes you to court, because I've heard cases like this where, you know, basically the person didn't use that person's name, but the person said, she's talking about me. I mean, this is my life she's talking about. It is me because I interact with her, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, what do you do? And, of course, they're not going to give you permission to use any of the material concerning them, but it's part of your life. It's part of your story.
Right. And I hear you. And stay with me. You're very good. Okay. I would be very careful about starting a fight. Now, what has to happen or what could happen is the story could be told in a way that none of the names or the persons in the book are the actual names and person. This story is, you know, I wrote a disclosure today that described that very well. But I would change the characters, change the names. I would not, you know, do anything. I would not write it in a way that it would call anybody out.
Okay.
That would be my bottom line suggestion. I would not
I
write
understand.
It. Huh?
I understand. I get you. I understand completely.
And
what
Joyce,
you're saying.
Also, Joyce, I would trust a good editor, somebody outside of yourself. Okay. If you're
doing it,
huh?
I see. That's a great idea.
Yeah, get it out of your hands because it's emotional to you. And he or she who has himself as an attorney has a fool for a client.
Exactly.
Okay, so you don't want to be your own editor.
Right. Okay.
And then I would make sure to put a disclaimer, your disclaimer in the front of this will need to be one that says what I was talking about earlier.
Exactly.
The names of the parts have been changed and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. and it will make it very difficult. It will make it very difficult for that person to have a basis to try to sue you.
Right.
Or anybody
very
else.
Good advice. This is good. Thank you so much. I appreciate the advice.
And by the way, Joyce, before you go, I just want to thank you because you are very active in the group, and you are you're authentic. You speak your truth, and I appreciate your presence.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate what you just said. I've been a little under the weather, not as active lately, but I can't get rid of this flu. Well, I'm on the end of it.
Got it.
Well, anyway, I'm encouraged, and I enjoy your post, and congratulations. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you so much. You are part of it, and people like you help me get there. So we're really excited. Thank you.
Have a good night. Blessings to everyone on the line.
Thank you, Joyce. Great question. And I think you gave her a great answer, Dr. Jones. And I think as a coach, I cannot help but to say that when you're doing something, and I think that this is Joyce's question, Joyce Hart, she wants to do the right thing, and I commend her for that. When you're doing something, when you're writing something, you have to question, you have to ask yourself, what is the motive? Why do I want to write this? Why do I want to say this? Because sometimes if you say it from a place of hurt, it's not going to come out the right way. But if you come from a place of healing, from a place of I have overcome this and I want to tell this story, it's going to come from a better place. So asking yourself before writing something, before doing something, where am I at the moment that I'm writing this? What is my state of mind before I move forward? And that's really going to help you determine how you should move forward. Does that make sense, Dr. Jones?
Yes, it does. You're right. And you brought out something that I want to underscore, and that is what's the motive? Always look to the motive, and hopefully the motive is always healing and help. Healing
yes,
and help.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. The motive is, you know, I've overcome this. I'm beyond this. How do I help the next woman, the next young girl get beyond this? How do I help her get through this, what I've already gone through? You know, how do I hold her hand by her reading this book? How do I hold her hand and help her get through this period in her life? Because I went through it and I'm healed from it. You know, I don't want to hurt anybody. I don't want to, you know, I've been healed, so I want to help someone else along. You know, that's basically
I heard your heart, and I appreciate that because I mean, I'm coming from that place too of overcoming a really tough childhood and coming being on the other side and just being all about love. But at the same time, I want to share that healing. I want to share that story. And there are definitely so many ways of saying that. When you ask your question, you ask it in such a way that I could hear, I want to share this, but I want to do it in such a loving way, such a way that it is uplifting. It's uplifting for
you.
Yeah,
you want to help, not hurt.
Yeah, absolutely. Uh-huh. Absolutely. No, thank you. Thank you for your question.
See, I never had a mentor or any, you know, my mother died when I was very young, and I had other family women in my family, but they were preoccupied with their children, et cetera. So I never really had, I never had anyone to hold my hand through life, give me advice, et cetera, as a mentor would, you might say. So I want to be that for young women. Mm-hmm. And I want to, you know, want them to pick up this book and say, oh, God, this is where I am now. And, you know, give them advice, help them get through it. I mean, they can take it or not. It matters to me. But it's a helping. I want to help you heal. I want to help you get through this difficult period. That's what's important to me. I don't want to hurt anybody. I don't want to tell my story and hurt anyone, you know, but I have a story, and it's a healing. It can help someone else.
Powerful.
Yeah,
powerful.
I believe it. That's very, very, very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
I think,
thank you so much.
Thank you. And I think that I just want to tell you, I want to encourage you, and there are some great people out there. Dr. Jones is a great coach and a great person that can guide you through the writing process. Getting a mentor is going to help you tremendously to write a powerful book that it's gonna be a book that's going to unite. It's going to be the bridge for people that are in a place that they don't want to be. And your voice is powerful. because you're coming, you're on the other side, and you're not gonna be talking at people. You're gonna be talking to people at their level because you have been there already. So I just wanted to encourage you. Okay.
Thank you so much, and again, have a good night. I'm not gonna say anything else. Sorry.
No. That's good. No. Don't apologize. It definitely adds to the conversation. Thank you so much. And before we move on to the next question, I know that we have been on the phone for a while. Hey, we are all single. We have no other place to be. We're working on our story. We're working on building our economy, so there's no other place to be. I'm excited that there are so many questions. There's so many people that have something to say and want something to say and want to learn from the Amazon's number one bestseller on three categories, and this is just the timing. Can you believe the timing of this? How you have accomplished this, and you have put together this amazing opportunity, because that's what it is. Your time is just insanely limited, and you have cleared your schedule for a whole day where you're going to be helping people to write a book in one day. I mean, if anybody could do it, you know, I don't trust anybody else that can help you write a short book in one day, but I know that you have the know-how and you have the ability to coach people to write in one day, and I know that one of your concerns was, well, are people going to be able to fly? How am I going to schedule this? And am I going to be able to help as many people? And the solution to that is a virtual writing retreat, which is, you know, ideal to be able to have you for the whole day coaching and leading the writing session. So can you tell us a little bit about that before we move on to the next question?
Yes, coming up next Saturday, we're offering a virtual writing retreat, and I'm going to help all of those, many of you who want to be a part of that retreat to write your book or finish up your book in one day. And we're going to have a time of inspiration in the morning, and then we'll have a time where we'll break out, and you will go and write, and then we'll come back at the lunch hour for a review session, and then we'll have another writing session for 2 or 3 hours, and then we'll come back for a closeout session, and I will be available and talking with you throughout that day to help you get your book written in a day. This will be a short read if this is what you're wanting to do. If you are writing a full-fledged book, because an e-book is just it's a digital book, and there's not a paperback of an e-book, but you take an e-book and you can turn it to a paperback book. But what I'm offering is those who really want to get their book done, a short read e-book. And by the way, let me say this. So many people don't understand, and I don't want to say it like that. Let me put it another way. New research is showing, that sounds better, doesn't it? New research is showing that most people only read about 10 to 20% of regular books. On the average, about 30% of the book gets read. Amazon knows this. So Amazon has created a category called short reads. And a short read is a book that can read less than 30 minutes. And I think it's from like 12 to 20-some pages. And it's considered a book because people now are information overloaded. And if you got something to say and you can't say it in 5 or 10 minutes, then you probably don't have much to say. Well, that's not nice to say. But listen, what I'm saying is you can write a short book in a day, and we're going to have an opportunity for those who want to take the leap and jump in and do it in a day. We're going to help you get it done. That's next Saturday.
You can find the information on Dr. Fred Jones, Dr. Fred Jones on Facebook. You can just type that on Facebook, and you'll be able to see the information there. And there is some very time-sensitive information there. So there are the tickets. If you buy them tonight, they are $197, which is insane, because how much does an attorney charge per hour, Dr. Jones?
$250 minimum, $225.
So you're going to have 8 hours with not only an attorney, but a coach in the number one Amazon bestseller in three different categories for a whole day, teaching you how to do it, coaching you the whole way for 8 hours. And that's going to be $197. But the catch is that you have to buy that ticket tonight by 11:30, or that price is going to go away. So you have about 3 hours to buy those tickets at $197, which is a steal. And before tomorrow at 11:31, that ticket's going to be $497, which is still a great deal. But tonight, Valentine's Day, we want to make sure that we give you something. So $197 for the next 3 hours. You get to spend the whole day. And right at the end of that day, you have a book, which is awesome. But then there's something special that I don't even know how this is an amazing opportunity. Five people will be able to spend 2 hours with Dr. Jones before this event takes place, and he's going to coach you through your book one-on-one, and there's only five spaces for this, and that's $997, okay? So these spaces are going to fly by. We reserve those funds just to share with you first to give you that opportunity, but once those five spaces are gone, they are gone forever. So you're going to have the opportunity to ask any questions, bring whatever ideas you have, whatever you have so far with your book, and you're just going to be able to go over with it. Can you tell us a little bit about what they should expect during that time with you?
Well, during this time, I'm going to help you structure your book for business. So often we have a great story, but we don't know how to structure that story, and we tell the story, and we say things like, God gave me a title, and I know God gave me that title. And then you tell that title to three or four people, and they like, God didn't tell you that, boo. Hello? Okay, all right. I ain't going to get into all that. Let's lighten up. Sometimes, though, we have these ideas, but it's just our ideas, and we haven't floated them around with anybody to help them. You see, and what I'll do on this day, and all this is going to be virtual. We'll be doing it through a telephone and through the computer and through a Facebook group. So it will be like that. But during this time, you're going to get my insight and input and guidance on how you should structure this so that you can get the outcome that you're wanting. You see, and this is just going to be a one-day deal. I have private clients that pays me $5,000 to help get their published books done in 90 days or 3 months. And I want y'all to know tonight, those of you that are on here, this is the first offering that I've made since I became a three-category best-selling Amazon author, okay? So these prices that you're seeing right here, they will be gone forever, because I can tell you now, I paid $10,000 for my first coaching class. Did you hear me? $10,000, okay? So I didn't get this information cheap. I probably spent about $30,000 learning what I've learned, and I hope that you will avail yourself of this window of opportunity. The doors of opportunity don't stay open very long, and this is one opportunity that I'm offering. It's just a real cool deal. That's $197 for those who sign up tonight before midnight or 11:30 tonight. To get into a one-day coaching retreat, and we're going to help you structure your thing so you structure your book so that you get it done. And by the way, I'm not writing your book. You're going to be doing the writing. I'll be commenting and coaching on what you have put together. And really, you should already have content together. And if I'll guarantee you, all of you, that if I went through your computers, I'll guarantee you that I could find four or five books on your computer based on stuff you've already done. And you can take in content that you've already created and then structure the content. The key is when someone else looks at your content, they can put fresh eyes on it and see value that you may not be seeing. Okay? So that's $197 for those that sign up tonight, and then that's $497 after midnight tonight. $497. Okay? Remember the first call we did? I did a call earlier this week. The price was $99, okay? And I told you all on the call, I said, that price is gone. And how long I said it's gone for? Forever, okay? I'm so serious.
That is good. No, that is good. And what you said, I think it's key. that not only are you an awesome writing coach, but you're gonna help them write the book for business. Because I think the story part, they got it. They know how to do that. They know what happened. They were there. They experienced it. But we are so close to our books. We are so close, and we love it. It's our baby, and we have this title. And like you said, you tell people the title, and they're like, but what's the book about, you know? So you have the experience. You have written 7 books, and they are successful. And you know how to set it for success. You know what to tell them and what to do, what not to do. So when they write this book, it's not just another book on Amazon. It's a success because the goal, we were talking about the goal of the book, is not just to say I'm an author, because a lot of people write the book. People that are on this call today are people that are called, people that have gone through something, just not to go through something, but to actually help other people. Because I think we're not messing around here. We are not just doing things for doing things. We are here to help, and the way that we can help is when we use our message, and that's the deal here. You have to take yourself seriously and realize that when you share your message, you're helping other people. And if you want to help people, you want to help the most people you can. So if you write your book and it's an okay book and it helps 5 people, imagine if you write your book well and you have the best title you can have and the cover is the best cover and you help 1,000 people, that 1,000 people are going to have a better life because of the book that you wrote. So think about how important that is. So it's a serious business that you're investing in the well-being of other people and also investing in the calling that you have received. So I know I'm getting all excited. I am a preacher's daughter after all. Can't help that. But it's important. It's important that you decide this is the time to write the book. This is the time, because you don't know what's going to happen next year. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. And you know that you have the ability today. And when, again, are you going to have the ability to go on a retreat in the comfort of your own home and be able to be coached by someone that knows what they're doing and someone that has integrity, that is going to coach you in an integral way and actually cares about your story and having your story published the right way?
Catherine, I want to jump in and say this. One of the big takeaways for the one-on-one retreat, as we said, $197, $497, and only 5 people. I'm going to work with 5 people at $997, and I will work with you in more detail to help you move through fast to get your content created, okay, to get your content created. And there are several other steps that you'll be taking on your own, such as finishing up your cover and getting all the other things done. I will not be doing all of that in that session, but the $997 session will be very key for 5 people. Okay, but here's the deal. What I will offer you, I will help you get to your money message. You may have a message, but if there's no money behind your message, it's not going to be heard very long. It takes money to minister and help people. That's the key. Sharing your story in a way that it can generate revenue is the key. Okay? So, back.
Yeah, no, that's great. And I just want to make it clear that the 5 people that you're going to be helping is going to be one-on-one. So it's not going to be a group call. It's going to be your own private call that's going to be recorded. You'll be able to have that call forever and get that information before the retreat. So it's a great value. So that session by itself, it's worth the $997. But at the same time, you still get another 8 hours with Dr. Jones where you're going to be able to work on what you guys work one-on-one and have that book finished by the end of next Saturday. I just think it's awesome. I think it's awesome that you don't have to go on a plane, you don't have to drive anywhere, you don't even have to, you know, get out of your pajamas. You can write your whole book in your pajamas, and I think that's pretty cool. So I want to give somebody else. I know that we have said a lot of things. Do you have any questions about the retreat? Do you have any questions about what we have talked? I just want to make sure that since we have you here, that we answer your questions. Does anybody else have any other questions?
Yes, I do.
Awesome. Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Jacqueline. I heard in regards to getting the editor, and as far as mentioning names, that was a good question. What she suggested is if it's a true story, mention the people's name. Now, I have written the first book. It was a small book. So how, and I hear later, almost in a sense, it's best to give pseudonyms.
Well, okay. Thank you, Jacqueline. How, and I'll respond to that. Every situation is unique. If you're writing a story and you're sharing it about other people, number one, if it's truth, you're safe. But number two, if it's positive truth that doesn't raise any character issues about any of the persons named, there should not be a problem. But if you're getting into name-calling of people where there could be legal issues tied to it, or where somebody is being put in a negative or bad light, then you may want to think twice about how you name those people.
Okay, well, let me ask you something. If the book is, so would it be good to just do a rewrite of the whole book? And I know this is probably not it, but how do you go about it if you already got the ISBN in terms of rewriting the book?
Has it been published?
It's been published.
Okay. Okay. But do you feel that you have anyone raised an issue about what's been written?
No, no one has raised the issue other than my sister had, and it almost put a stopping block because I could really pursue it. It doesn't bother me per se about the things that happen, and as they said, things happen in life to help others, which is true. But the issue was raised, it was my sister, and I said, well, you know, under the advice of my editor, so if it's true, you write it, you know. And I was telling her I was going to use pseudonyms because regarding it was my sister's or my children or what have you, in a true life situation occurred. And that, me, if you got an editor working for you, of course, on a low budget, you're going on their supposedly having the knowledge of telling you, you know, I mean, that's the whole cake of a thing of getting the editor.
Sure. I hear what you're saying. And I have no problem with what the editor recommended, okay? I have no problem. Here's the deal with family. And I come from a family of 14 of them. They got as many opinions as there are persons, okay? Family give free opinions. And oftentimes they want to tell you what you should do and how you should do things in reality based on what's best for them sometimes. Not all people, but sometimes. And it sounds like to me the editor felt that what was written was truth and that it was safe to speak that truth, and therefore the editor may have encouraged you to proceed as it is or as it was. My suggestion off the bat, not knowing the details, not reading anything about it, is an old saying, let sleeping dogs lie. And if the book has been published, I would leave it right there and proceed and go on forward, because you could be spinning your wheels looking back. I would let that be a learning process and keep moving forward and do a better job on the next one.
Next one, yeah, because that's what I really want to get with you. But now I'm looking at the situation with the workshop you have, and you said a short read, and now I'm thinking what that would be for me to do, because the situation occurred outside of that. Whatever reason God is using me, I'm grateful for it, and I don't mind putting it out there. But another situation happened in my life. I don't know if it'd be considered a short read in terms
of... you can tell a story, but you don't have to tell it all.
Tell the story.
And you don't have to go long. You can do brief. I like to tell people, I'm an advocate of the B speech. Be sincere, be brief, and be seated.
Be sincere, be brief.
Yeah, say that again. That was awesome.
Yeah, I like that. Be sincere, be brief, and be seated. Okay.
Be sincere, be brief, and be seated.
Okay. And I have one other thing to say. I'm trying to hook up with your Facebook. You said Frederick, right? How do you spell that?
F-R-E-D. E R I C K. F R E D E R I C K.
Okay, that's what I'm not getting.
Frederick
okay.
Jones.
Frederick Jones. Okay, and again, I'll just say at this point, I appreciate it. I know God had me come across you. I was just looking for somebody one day and found you. And been following you ever.
You've been following. Are we friends, Jacqueline?
Well, that's why I was trying to get your thing. I mean, I'm learning all of this new technology stuff. I thought I was smart, but just joined something else, you know. I be thinking I'm friends, same friend with nobody. I be like, I am your friend, huh?
Jacqueline, spell your
uh-huh.
name. Spell your name.
My name is JACQULIN, and it's Irvin, Ervin Johnson.
And you're on Facebook.
I'm on Facebook, and I have my author site as well as Jacqueline Johnson with my book. And I need a person like you helping me do all of this.
I see you on here, Jacqueline Irvin Johnson. Accept my friend. Yes. Thank you, man. Okay? Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Have a good evening.
Right. Thank you, guys. I'm the follower. Thank you.
Okay. All righty. Catherine,
that is awesome. Yeah.
This is awesome.
Go ahead.
Is there another question before we close out?
This is the time.
Lookers, leapers, lippers are, you know, the other category.
Absolutely.
Okay.
No, this has been amazing. So if there are no other questions, I want you to head over to Dr. Fred Jones in Facebook. You type that up, Dr. Fred Jones, and you'll be able to get all the information about how to sign up for the retreat. I'm just going to tell you, the people that sign up for the early bird, and that was just an unheard of opportunity. I'm telling you, those people must be high-fiving themselves right now because they got it at an unprecedented, super-duper low rate. And I don't want you to do that tomorrow. At 11:30 Eastern time, the price is going to go up. So you want to get it tonight. If you're serious about getting the training, getting the shortcuts, because that's what it is. You're not going to have to figure things out by yourself. You're just going to get a formula. You're going to get your handheld. You're going to get community. And you're going to get your book written. I don't know about you, but I have been saying that I'm going to write a book for the longest time. And Saturday 21st at 5 p.m. Eastern time, my book is going to be done. There's no money. You're going to put a price on that. That is priceless to be able to say the book is finished, to have that accountability. So to be able to say that at $197, it is just really, at this point, it's not about the price. It's not about the cost for you. You have to ask yourself, why am I not jumping through hoops to do this right now? Okay, that is the question. What is holding me back from doing what I know I need to do, for doing what I know I have been called to do? So we have taken care of the price. It's not an issue at all. We know that you could do this. We know that it has been made as affordable as possible, not because it's not worth it, not because it's not highly valuable, but because I know Dr. Jones feels so strongly about helping people publish their books. I mean, that's what he's about. Publishing in words is what he does. So make the decision and do it tonight. You heard it here, and I had to write it down because it was just so funny. They're lookers, they're leapers, they're leapers and liars. And who are you going to choose to be tonight? You have that choice to decide. And you can make that decision and be a winner tonight, but you have to do it tonight, 11:30. And if you decide not to do it tonight, that's going to be on you. Tomorrow, it's going to be $497, okay? But for the people that are serious, the people that say, you know what, I need a little more help. I want to have more one-on-one time, and I know that I can benefit from this person that is highly trained and has the ins and outs of Amazon. I mean, having that information, it can be so overwhelming. So to be ahead of the game and having that information, five people tonight are going to be able to take advantage of that $997. The moment that those five tickets are sold, that's it. You're not going to be able to do it at this rate ever, or even do it now, because his time is booked. So I'm not selling you on this event. I am selling you on the idea that you must write your book. And Dr. Jones said that people think it has to be hard, but really it can be easy. It is easy when you have the right coach, when you have the right community behind you. And this is the time, not tomorrow, not a week from now, not a month from now. This is the time that you decide, I'm not going to tell more excuses. I'm not going to say that I need more, I need this. Tonight you decide that you're going to write that book, and you're going to do it on Saturday, but you have to decide tonight if you want to take it at the right time. You can pray about it, or you can do something about it. You can pray and move, okay? There's a difference between waiting. You know that when God speaks, he doesn't have to speak to you again. I know that many Christians do that all the time. Oh, I have to pray on it. I have to think about it. If he told you what to do, you already know it. You don't have to ask him again. He did not stutter like people say, right? He told you. He already told you what you need to do. Write that book. Don't do it by yourself. Do it with someone that knows what they're doing. But at the end of the day on Saturday, you're going to have your book written. I mean, I am so serious about my own process that I already hired this morning my editor. I already negotiated the rate. He already knows what I'm going to write. And he said he's locked and loaded, and all I have to do is write my stuff. The moment 5 o'clock comes on Saturday, I'm going to be sending my materials to this editor, and I am publishing this book in March. That's what I promised myself I was going to do, and that is what I'm going to do. What are you going to do? What's going to happen at the end of tonight, a week from now, when you're still sitting on this amazing experience, this amazing story that you're not sharing with others? Because sharing is caring. That's what I have for you. That's what I have to tell you today on Valentine's Day, that today is the day that you write that book. Go to Facebook, Dr. Fred Jones, and you're going to be able to get all the information there so you can sign up. Remember, you have until tonight at 11:30 Eastern Time. Before that, 11:29, you want to get that. Those seats, they are limited as well, $197 just for tonight. Dr. Jones, any final thoughts?
Yes, I'm sitting here at my computer, and I'm looking. The beautiful thing about publishing through Amazon, they'll start promoting your material for you. I'm noticing on the right feed of my Facebook page is my other book, Through a Teacher's Eyes, The Mabel Lawrence Thomas Story, and it's showing up on this feed line on Facebook being promoted by Amazon. Amazon,
wow.
The
wow.
Second, the number one searched engine in the world, and it has 200 million credit cards on file, 5 million unique visitors every day. So Amazon, publishing through Amazon is the way to go. And if I were you, I would just jump on board. My friends, let me tell you, March is coming. March 31st is the deadline for the group publishing. I'm working with a whole group of people that are publishing by March 31st. Then come April, I got a conference that's going to be in Atlanta, Georgia, and there's going to be some new decisions and new announcements coming out of that conference that's going to put me in a whole nother zone, a whole nother level of responsibility. The options and the opportunities to work with me now are as best as they've ever been, because my life has shifted overnight with the people calling and so forth and all this going on. So I just want to encourage you all who are serious, and I want to reward you. I want you to make this a memorable moment, that it was Valentine's Day 2015 that I made the leap and my life changed forever. And that's what my prayer and my hope is for you tonight. Okay? Thank you all so much, and as I like to always say, your value is unlimited, your worth is without measure, but your price is what you're willing to accept. But then there's the other one. Go where you celebrate it and not where you tolerate it, and you'll always be appreciated. And by the way, when you go to sign on, you'll see the Writing Virtual Retreat on the Facebook page. Click on that tab. It's the same cover for my book, but it'll take you to an Eventbrite page. And when you go to the Eventbrite page, that's where you pay, at the Eventbrite page. It's going to be like a yellow or orange. Well, not, what do you call that? That's beige. It's kind of beige. It's going to say, write that book, Virtual Retreat. And you just click on there. There's three options there for you to pay and get into the class or the group that you would like. Okay? Catherine, you can close that.
All right. Good night, everybody. Thank you so much.
Good night.
Good night.
We'll see you at the top. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you, Fred.
Where's it going?
Good night. Oh, awesome.